Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's another Saturday morning with our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike White is along with you, and of course, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mike.
We have, via the North Pole, Santa Claus is on the line.
Well, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Santa. I know it's early for you, but this show, you know, you probably already know it, but it's Insights into Insurance. And We thought we have some good questions for you in regarding insurance.
Questions for me?
Oh, absolutely, Santa.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I've got the lead elf, you know, that takes care of the insurance, but I'll try.
Well, Santa, our agency offers auto insurance, okay, and other vehicles such as snowmobiles. But I'm wondering, do you have insurance for your sleigh? Is it a requirement by law for you to have insurance?
Well, you know, that's not really necessary, but the FAA has been giving me some static about it. And you know, I sometimes fly a little bit too close to those big passenger jets.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be good.
So
do you have insurance right now? And if so, who's your insurance carrier?
Well, that's easy.
Yeah?
North Pole Mutual.
Matter of fact,
they only have one member.
Oh, they only have one member. It would be you.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, Santa. So, have you ever been pulled over? And if so, what for and why?
Well, there was one time I was pulled over, but I can't remember why. I think it was that last glass of milk at that Sorensen house.
Oh, yes. That might have been eggnog.
Oh, it might have.
Yeah.
No wonder it was so good.
Next week, we're having a show on distracted driving and impaired driving, Santa. You might want to take a listen.
Well, now, is what I do under the heading of driving, or is it flying?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not the expert on that. Mike, are you?
I'm not either, but Santa, you might want to check with your insurance carrier, North Pole Mutual. They might have an answer for you.
Yeah. You know, Santa, my agency also offers liability insurance for people in case they cause injury to someone or damage to property. I've heard a rumor that you ran over a grandma. Is that true?
Well, can I plead the fifth? No, if I plead the fifth, they'll get me on something else. We ran over a grandma.
And Santa, we've got a question that came up earlier on Kate Radio, of course, during the week. If someone doesn't have a chimney, how do you actually get down through into the house, Santa?
Well, that's very easy, actually. I have an elf that's an expert with locks.
And they're able to come in either door.
Yeah, we can come in either door. I don't want anybody to leave a door open for us, because you know what would happen then.
Oh, yes, that could be bad. It could be theft.
And, yeah.
So now people got these Ring doorbells, so you might want to tell the elf that he needs to go into his magic mode of invisibility, so be invisible so that he doesn't get seen. So
yeah,
anyways.
or maybe I could kind of like stand and block the camera.
Well, that could be done too. Yes, that could be done too.
Hey, watch it.
So along with the liability claim you had with Grandma when you ran over her on, I believe that was Christmas Eve.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Have you ever had a situation that your reindeer paws didn't go click, 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 and they went boom, boom, crash?
Yes, we had one or two of those a couple of years back. You know, it was not our fault.
It wasn't?
No, it was not our fault. We were going for a light takedown on the roof, and bang, you know those squirrels?
Yeah.
I think they're called squirrels. We call them rats with tails up north. they'd been working on the roof a little bit.
Oh.
I don't know where they found a nut that big, but they couldn't get it in the way they went in, so they tried to get it through the roof. And they never, they didn't cover up what they'd done.
Santa, do you have any problems with people that are putting the lights on the roof? They kind of outline the roof line. Is that an issue?
Oh, yeah. We were taking off about 3 years ago, and I didn't notice that there was an extra line of lights, and we spelled out a word across the sky that wasn't very nice, and we shouldn't have done that, but it just happened. The lights let go, and we kept going, and I can't repeat what it said.
It didn't say to all a good night, huh?
No, it's close.
It was close, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Santa, I know you got quite the staff at the Santa Workshop there up at the North Pole, and those workshops, they can be very dangerous with all the tools that are used. Do you carry workman's comp insurance up at the North Pole?
No, we don't carry work. We call it elfin comp.
Elfin comp?
Elfin comp insurance.
You know, that's one policy I've never sold.
Really?
I've never had an elfin comp insurance policy that I've sold.
Oh, North Pole Mutual makes big bucks on me from that.
Oh, that's right. North Pole Mutual. They're kind of your go-to company up there, I suppose.
Yeah, they've only got one agent, too.
One agent, one member?
Yep.
Okay.
Don't ask who the one agent is.
Don't ask? Is it you?
No, it's Mrs. Claus.
Oh, Mrs. Claus. Oh, well, she's a wonderful agent then, so.
Oh, she is just wonderful.
Oh,
is she listening?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hope she is because she, you know, you said good things about her. So what is your most common claim type on an elfin comp insurance?
Well, mostly, I hate to say it, but it's accident insurance.
Accident, but so like, is it where getting fingers in a bandsaw or what kind of
fingers
thing?
In a bandsaw, hammer that doesn't hit in the right place.
Oh,
I don't know if you can blame the hammer or the elves.
Well, if it was me using a hammer, it would be me. I can tell you that.
Well, that's why I gave that up.
Oh,
why do you think I wear these mittens all the time?
Oh, so it's not really keeping you warm and just covering your...
It's covering my owies.
Ah, I gotcha.
Santa, do you have insurance for Rudolph if Rudolph's nose isn't
so bright?
Yes, we have... It's called Rudolph Insurance.
Oh.
And it was named... They built a policy strictly for Rudolph.
Oh.
I didn't think they'd do it, but by gosh, they did.
I wonder if they went through Lloyd's of London on that, you know, North Star, or not North Star Mutual, but I'm so used to North Star, North Pole Insurance Mutual, probably bought.
Well, it could be through Lloyd's of London.
It could be.
We have to go through London earlier than here.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So.
Mrs. Claus probably has that premium payment in your little pouch that you can drop off as you're going through London.
Maybe that's why we stopped there.
Yeah, probably.
I never thought of that.
Yes. Your wife has probably got ideas that you don't even know that she just makes you do. That you know, she takes care of you, Santa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of course, I have a few of those things, too, that she don't know about.
We won't go there.
No.
You're listening to our Insights into Insurance program here on this Saturday morning, a very special Saturday morning. Mike Whitus along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance, and it's a privilege that we have Santa along with us from the North Pole here on this Insights into Insurance program. I'm Cade.
So, Santa, the other question I have, so with your elves and everything, do you offer your staff benefits like health insurance and dental?
Oh, certainly we do.
Oh, okay. What kind of health insurance? You got health insurance or do you have dental or what?
Well, it's a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the elves are small people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I said I wasn't going to pay full price for them, so they kind of squashed everything down in an elf-size policy.
Oh, so what do you offer for the dental insurance?
The dental insurance?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. None of the elves really have ever had a problem with their dentals.
Oh, they don't? Okay, I thought maybe you offered it through Hermie, the elf, you know?
Well, Hermie's part of it.
Okay, because he was the one that took care of the abominable snowman, right?
Yep.
With Rudolph and with his nose bright shining that night and all that good stuff. So.
Well, you know, Hermie taught them a very valuable lesson.
What's that?
If you're going to eat that stuff, brush.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah. So my next question, Santa.
Uh-oh.
Has Mike been naughty or nice?
Mike? Let's see. Where is his name here in this list? It says here, Mike has been a very nice boy.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's been very nice.
Okay, now that I'm on the nice list, what about Tom Sorensen?
Well, Tom has been all right.
Oh, just all right.
Well, they started writing naughty here, but they scribbled it out and they changed it to semi-nice.
Well, okay. I must have treated you pretty well on this program. Maybe that's what it already
started. Oh, you treat everybody well. Don't give me that.
Well, thank you, Santa.
Well, as you get ready, Santa, to head to Albert Lea in Freeborn County, we wish you a safe flight and look out for those big jet planes. And folks, don't forget to put out the milk and the cookies for jolly old St. Nick.
And don't put eggnog in it or whatever.
So. Hey, eggnog's not no problem.
Oh, okay. I thought that officer told you not to
Well,
do that
you anyway. Did, but I don't think he's going to be up that tree again.
Okay. Yeah, he was hiding out. Okay.
Well, you had to do something.
Right. Well, Santa, I want to say thank you so much for being our special guest today. And just so you know, I like things with four wheels and metal with, I think they call them pickups. So anyway, hey, if anybody needs to contact us at American Insurance at 507-377-2000 or email me at insights@americainsurance.com or our website is americainsurance.com. Santa, all I can tell you is thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on your wonderful show.
All right. Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
There he goes. Santa Claus this morning from the North Pole on our Insights into Insurance program. Tom, that was kind of fun. And I wish you, yours, and the entire staff very Merry
right.
Christmas down in Americana
exactly.
Insurance.
Exactly. I haven't talked to Santa in probably 40 years.
I used to write letters, but I lost the address. We'll have to maybe get that.
It's Santa Claus North Pole. That's all you got to do.
See, Tom's one step ahead of me.
Yeah.
All right, folks, on behalf of Americana Insurance, Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we'll have another show after Christmas next week. So, Tom, enjoy the holiday.
You too, Mike.
All right, that's Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional. Yep, it's that time of year again. Joyous season, obnoxious ads.
Santa will never be ready for the Christmas sale.
I know. Let's just put a little more juice in the machine.
Oh, boy. At Americana Insurance and Albert Lea, we're not going to play that game. We just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and to those of you who trusted us with your insurance this year, we'd like to say thank you. Working with you has been a pleasure. Americana Insurance and Albert Lea, 377-2000.
Santa, the machine is expelling gas.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there.